good.
All the time.
All the time.
Amen. It's a very, very time of rejoicing when a child is born. I remember when our daughter was born some 21 years ago. Something happened in me that has remained with me ever since. The joy was inexplicable. I handled this bundle of joy, and I saw the most beautiful baby ever born on earth. And I said to myself, is this real? I could see myself in the child. But you know, we have listened to passages of scripture talking about prophecies and indeed accounts of the birth of the most important person on earth, the Lord Jesus Christ. He was not just born to Joseph and Mary. Because the proclamation, in fact, the prophecy from Isaiah was, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Unto us, and like we heard in that poem, to everyone, to the whole world, whether you believe in Jesus or not, God the Father gave his only begotten Son to the whole world. And do you know, even in our natural settings, a child is never born to just the couple, the man and the woman who have had a child. A child is actually born to the community. Recently we heard, what I heard from the media, that it's actually a crime to conceal the birth of a child. Because the child does not belong to you. The child belongs to the state. But you know what? God the Father gave his own child to the world, to all of us. And that is why it is a celebration. In John chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. God so loved the world. He didn't say God so loved the Jews, or God so loved the Christians. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And our dear brother John read that 1 John, John chapter 1, verse 12. He says, and to as many as believe him, he gave the power to become the children of God, those who believe in him. To as many. So the joy we are celebrating is not something to be contained just within us. And that is why, in all honesty, I do not care how people celebrate, but be sure you are rejoicing. It is Christmas. It is a celebration. A child is born to us. God became man, that he might reconcile humankind to himself. And that's what this story is all about. God, theologians, we call it the incarnation. God becoming man. I cannot understand it. But God the Father does. Because God the Father always works for us. He chose to humble himself, to be born as a child. And not within the kind of estate you would expect. He was born in a manger, as we have read. Because there was actually no room in the inn, in the hotel. There was nowhere. We are strangers, we are expected to stay. There was no room. He was born in a manger, in a lowly place. And so when we talk about Christmas hope, We are talking about something we can only receive by faith.
Amen.
There is no way we can fully understand what the plan of God is. But it is important that the little one we understand, we receive by faith and apply it to our lives. So, we have expressed our hopes. And there are so many other hopes we've not expressed we carry within. What do we want to do with them this Christmas time? Jesus Christ, joy to the world, has come to us. In John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. And that's what this incarnation we are talking about. It goes on to say, you know, the Word became man, took on flesh. But remember that a virgin, a young girl, was visited by an angel. She was startled, and she was entitled to be startled. The angel gave the proclamation, and she made a response. The proclamation was a favor of the Lord. She was entitled to seek clarification, and there's no problem with that at all. But after she sought clarification, she said, behold, I am the handmaiden or servant of the Lord. Let it be unto me according to what you have said. And that was the moment Mary said yes. And spiritually speaking, that was the moment the spoken word took on flesh. Because the angel said, the power from on high shall come upon you, and you shall conceive. Mary said yes to the Lord. Perhaps the Lord has been speaking to you, and you are wondering what kind of response you need to make. Or you are wondering how you might actually accomplish what the Lord is saying to you. All you need to do is to say yes to the Lord, and allow him to do it his own way. Because when we say yes, we are saying we are available. We are willing. Lord, have your way. And you know, when God has his way, he actually does it his own way. And you know, his way is the best, because he knows the very end from the beginning. And so this is a very, very interesting story. I mean, interesting in the actual sense of the word. It is exciting that we, human beings, would have God sacrifice his own son. But you know what? He came to save the world, to reconcile the world back to God. And to do that, he had to die. And it might seem a sad thing, but thank God he did not remain in the grave. Jesus died, but Jesus rose again. And he reigns in glory forevermore. And you know the better news? He is coming again.
Yes.
Reverend Mercy mentioned Advent. In the church calendar, this is Advent time.
Yes.
And actually, whilst we are celebrating the birth of Jesus with some historical perspective, we are looking forward to the coming again.
Amen.
Of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. We have sang a lot of prayers, but one really touched me, and I thought I should just remind ourselves of what we sang. When we sang the carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem, last stanza says, O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us with bread. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell, all come to us, abide with us, O Lord, Emmanuel. If that we are to be our prayer as individuals and as a group of people, Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Then Jesus, the reason for the season, is the one we celebrate. God bless you.